Linda, this is Sherry, and I got your message, and I just had to respond, not via another email, but I wanted to send you a voice note. I wanted you just to, I don't know, I wanted to feel more connected to you. It's so amazing to me. I got that email from you today that was so sweet, you know, that you had said that you were buying some copies of Plant a Kiss, and I responded to you, and then you sent me another email that, you know, let me know, like, all of these things that have been happening in your life. And what I want to tell you is I'm so moved. I'm so moved that you would find that place in your heart to be able to read my newsletter and order, you know, copies of Plant a Kiss for homeless children. In the face of everything that you're struggling with right now, I think this just speaks volumes about the capacity of your heart, Linda. I just am so struck by that. You know, and you said, I love it. It was so beautiful, that Mother Teresa quote that I just love. You know, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And the fact that someone who has suffered is, I'm saying that past tense, but it's not past tense. You know, right now you're grieving so many things in your life. I mean, any one of the things that you mentioned, you know, could have somebody, you know, just unable to move because of the grief. But here you are, you know, handling all of these different losses and griefs and pain, physical pain, and that your heart is so wide open that you could take the time to send those beautiful books to homeless children. I hope you see that. I mean, I'm sure you do, because I can tell from not just this, but we've had other correspondences, and I know, you know, you have this beautiful awareness. And I'm so moved. And I just want to tell you, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that all of this has happened to you and all at once. You know, I never really can kind of understand life when, you know, when one person is asked to carry so much loss at one time, and you must be incredibly strong. I'm sure you are. But I also just want to say that your heart has touched me from afar, and I'm really moved. And I want to read a poem to you that is one that I used to know it at one point from heart. I don't know if I still do, but it was one that I learned by heart to recite to myself when I was going through a hard time. I just found it so beautiful. It's a very short poem by Hafiz. I'm going to read it because I don't know if I still have it all in my heart the way I hoped I would. It's called A Cushion for Your Head. Just sit there right now. Don't do a thing. Just rest. For your separation from God, from love, is the hardest work in this world. Let me bring you trays of food and something that you like to drink. You can use my soft words as a cushion for your head. I'll read it again. Just sit there right now. Don't do a thing. Just rest. For your separation from God, from love, is the hardest work in this world. Let me bring you trays of food and something that you like to drink. You can use my soft words as a cushion for your head. I love the gentleness of this poem. I love that, you know, for me, when I'm really sort of been traumatized, that to have that permission to just not do anything, to not have to be anything, to not have to, like, you know, get it together. I love that. And I love the idea, like, especially when I say this to myself, or like now when I read it to you, you know, let me bring you trays of food and something that you like to drink. It's so nurturing to imagine, like, just knocking on your door and having some, like, hot tea and a beautiful, you know, like those old fashioned, however Hafiz might have had his tea, I imagine it would have been ornate in this beautiful teapot or, you know, vessel. And then, you know, you can use my soft words as a cushion for your head. It's so gentle and loving. And also in my experience, I don't know for you, but that line about, you know, your separation from God and love is the hardest work in this world. That sometimes, you know, when we're going through extreme loss or pain or anger or, you know, whatever it is that sort of has really got us in its grips, it can be really hard, you know. I might use the word, you know, my heart instead of God, just because that's the language I might use. But it's like, it can be really hard to be open to whatever it is that connects us to the rest of the world, that makes us feel taken care of by the world, you know. And so that separation piece, we can feel like, why me? You know, and I know that place in myself. And certainly when I read your note, I just felt like, what? No, that's too much, you know. That's too much for someone. I don't know, Linda, but I hope, I just hope this one moment of connection lets you know that you aren't alone. And even though you're going through so much loss, I just can see the strength of your heart and your ability to reach out and to show up. And I don't know what this next chapter will hold for you, but I just do really trust that with a heart like that, you know, you'll draw in a lot of beautiful people and things. I know that. So I'm gonna go now, but I feel like there was one other thing I was gonna say and I've totally lost it. That's why I'm lingering. Don't know where it went. Well, I guess, you know, what I just want to say is maybe that there's a way that you can bring yourself the trays of food and something that you like to drink. Like maybe when you're hearing me say this and read this, maybe something will drop in that would feel like a real gift to yourself. And maybe you'll do that for yourself. You bought those books today for some strangers, you know, for some homeless children that you'll never even meet. And I'm wondering, like, what would Linda like? You know, what could you do to show Linda that you're showing up at her door with love? Thank you so much for trusting me with these pieces of your story. And thank you so much for staying around Simply Celebrate and me. And it means so much to me. It really does. It really does. Our notes today were a highlight for me, you know, to engage and to feel like, you know, especially in the case of Amy, who's dying right now, that we're all sending her love and we're doing it together. That means so much to me. All right. Good night, Linda.